USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Our economic recovery from COVID hits a snag. The April jobs report released Friday disappoints economists. Less than 300,000 jobs added. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick tells USA Radio News this shows we have an uphill climb ahead as we try to recover the jobs lost during the pandemic.
We got only 266,000 jobs added on the month. That makes for an average over the past 3 months of about 500,000 jobs. We need to get back 8.4 million jobs to get restored to pre-pandemic levels, and there's still close to 10 million officially unemployed.
Black unemployment rising to almost 10%, white unemployment falling to less than 5.5%. President Biden planning to meet next week with Republican senators to discuss his infrastructure plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy among the participants. The White House says the meetings will help find common ground in what the plan should focus on and how to pay for it. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com.
Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
A falling rocket heading for Earth. A Chinese rocket could enter our atmosphere as soon as today, but no one knows where. The rocket weighs 22 tons and it's falling at a speed of 18,000 miles an hour. Experts say it'll likely land in the ocean and the risk of damage to anyone on the ground is small. Preteens could soon be eligible to get the COVID vaccine. Pfizer requesting emergency use authorization to allow the vaccine to be administered to those between 12 and 15 years old. The FDA and CDC holding meetings next week to consider the EUA request. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky addresses concerns parents may have about getting their kids vaccinated.
These vaccines have been tested in hundreds, in 100,000 people in clinical trials, and in about 2,500 children, 2,300 children in the context of these trials for safety in the younger ages, the 12 to 15-year-olds.
Dr. Walensky on ABC's The View Friday. In that study, she cites some children showed side effects like pain, fever, chills, and fatigue. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
While Pfizer seeks EUA for vaccinating those as young as 12, it's also seeking full approval of its COVID vaccine. Tim Berg has more.
Drug maker Pfizer says it's hopeful for full FDA approval of its coronavirus vaccine in the coming months. The vaccine is being administered in the United States under emergency use authorization at the moment. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, tells ABC's Good Morning America this could make a big difference in the fight against the pandemic.
It's great. It's big. It's important. Here's why. Obviously, on some level, day-to-day, vaccinations will continue, and in that way, it's not a huge deal. But it's a signal that we have so much safety data now on millions and tens of millions of people that we can get the full authorization, the full approval. It'll also give confidence to a lot of people who've been on the fence, businesses that want to mandate it for workers coming back. So I do think it'll end up being a big deal.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Octomom has been beat out by a Nanu mom. Wendy King has the story.
A woman in Mali has given birth to 9 babies. 25-year-old Halima Sise gave birth by cesarean section to 4 boys and 5 girls on Tuesday. The nanuplets have yet to be verified by the Guinness Book of World Records for the most births from a single woman. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.